USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan saying this morning the recent acceleration of Russian troop movements has prompted the U.S. to urge Americans to leave Ukraine. He said on CNN's State of the Union that there's been a rush of activity over the past 10 days along that Ukraine-Russian border. Senator Lindsey Graham, the South Carolina Republican, says politicians on Capitol Hill are talking too much amid the Ukraine-Russia crisis. He said on ABC this week that there's been bipartisan efforts to put together sanction packages against Russia, but little is actually getting done. Graham says the combination of pushback from the White House and doing too little in terms of sanctions is not letting Russian President Putin see what's at stake if he invades Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A major storm system, another one, now expected to bring snow and ice and powerful thunderstorms to nearly a dozen states in the Central Plains and the Southeast over the next few days. Forecasters say New Mexico to Colorado and into northern Illinois and Wisconsin will be on the west side of the storm, so they'll be getting the snow, the rain and thunderstorm activity likely from Houston to the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Travelers across the region expect changing weather conditions by Wednesday with also very strong winds and a possibility of flooding. Canadian police are now taking steps to try to break up a trucker protest at a busy border crossing with the United States. They have begun clearing the blockade on the Ambassador Bridge to Detroit, Michigan. They've been protesting vaccine and mask mandates. L.A. County Coroner is now saying 47-year-old former Major League Baseball player Jeremy Giambi has died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The latest wrinkle in the U.S. House investigation of the January 2021 attack on Capitol Hill, well, it's that there are some missing call log entries during the course of that afternoon. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Unnamed sources told the New York Times and ABC News that phone records show no entries of calls to or from former President Trump via the White House switchboard, despite numerous reports that he spoke to lawmakers in the House after the beginning of the attack. The records don't indicate there's been any tampering with the call logs, and it's widely known that Trump often used his personal cell phone and those of his aides to make and receive calls. Sources said the logs show no phone calls for multiple hours when Trump returned to the Oval Office after he gave his speech on the 2020 presidential election at the Ellipse. Supporters who attended the speech marched from the park near the White House to the Capitol, where they attempted to interrupt Congress's certification of the electoral votes. The lack of call records comes as Trump faces scrutiny for allegedly violating the Presidential Records Act by ripping up paper records during his time in office. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Make sure your internet history reflects you visiting usaradio.com when you get a chance. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.